sort of an assumption that people would like LaTeX to be used by more people. Okay, if you don't want LaTeX to be used by more people, well, then my assumption's wrong. But I think if you asked a bunch of PhD social scientists about LaTeX, 98% of them would have never heard of it. They all use Word, okay? And I think that's a mistake, and I'm gonna say why. And I'm gonna say some things that I think would fix it. Okay, so I wrote this in Beamer. Now here's one of the things that goes wrong when you get people to try to use LaTeX. Here's my Beamer slide.
I go over to the nice little PDF LaTeX button, and I click it.
And it runs, and it comes up with this.
Renew command.
That me?
Caption parenthesis two.
Huh? And of course, if you look in the file, you don't see anything that says renew command or anything like that, and you go, huh? Well, I go, huh, I click this, and in this case, the error gets completely ignored,
and everything works fine. Oops, I don't need that, because file for output, okay.
And it goes merrily along, and actually, I can switch back while it does that, because I don't need that. Okay, so social scientists are gonna have something like that happen, and then say, oh, well, that program doesn't work. That's what they're gonna do, okay, because that's how they think. Okay, so I work, huh? What's that? Well, I work as a statistical consultant and data analysis at a nonprofit.
Get control L and we'll go full screen.
Oh. There we go. Okay, so I'm a stat consultant and data analyst at a nonprofit research company. Basically, I'm the stats geek to a bunch of social scientists. Okay, which is why I have this sort of interface between liking to use LaTeX and working with people who never do. One of the reasons I want more people to use LaTeX is because then maybe one day I'll work for a boss who doesn't say, what are you giving me these PDF files for? I can't read them, I can't edit them, why don't you do everything in Word? So, which is what my bosses say, although they're nicer about it, but that's the message. Okay, and I'm also an independent statistical consultant, doing that slowly more and more. When I got to NDRI 9 years ago, NIH was funding 33% of the grants they got. Now they fund 7% of the grants they get. So that makes things kind of difficult. I've done almost no computer programming, unlike quite a lot of people. I use Word still, sometimes I have to, and LaTeX for documents. And Nicola Talbot and I are working on a book. It's been sort of on the We got a long ways, and then it got sort of sidelined, and I'm going to try and get it going again on LaTeX for social scientists. Okay. Last year and this year, last year I spoke because I didn't know anything. I mean, I really did. I said, people said, we want to talk about by a beginner who doesn't know anything. I could do that again, but, you know, if I do it again, then you start to think I'm not just ignorant, I'm stupid. So I said I have to talk about something else. And I thought, maybe I'll do something on statistics and LaTeX. But I figured I'd rather risk embarrassing me than boring you, and who wants to listen to statistics except statisticians? So I'm talking about this instead. Okay. So in between there, I've used LaTeX a lot. I keep learning stuff, and now the problem is that I'm on top of being a nudnik about grammar and spelling, I'm a nudnik about type and stuff, and you know, it's just making it worse and worse. I mean, I now look at books and I say, geez, that type is awful. I can't, and I look at the index and say, why did they make an index that you can't ever find the words that you want? Or I just read a great book called Ideas, and it's a history of thought from Fire to Freud. And it's an amazing book, Peter Watson. But you know, I like looking at the bibliography sometimes. Well, if you look at the bibliography there for almost any entry, you see IBID. And then it's IBID, 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 back four pages. Now, then you get to the start of the chapter, and it doesn't tell you the name of the page numbers. It just tells you the name of the chapter. But then you have to look back and figure, why do they do it like that? I didn't used to worry about it. So, I mean, it's anyway. So this talk is based mostly on an article I wrote for the PracTech Journal. And I've figured out a little more stuff, so I've added it. And I've also included at the end a sort of questions for experts wish list, because probably everybody here knows more about LaTeX than I do. So I'm just standing up here talking, but almost everybody in the room, maybe everybody, is going to know more than I do, so I'll try and get some of my questions answered and maybe some discussion. Okay. So here we are. So you're sitting in your office one day and a colleague comes in to ask you a question. And before saying, can I ask you a quick question, which when people come in with that for me, it usually means the question is going to be quick, and then it's gonna, the answer may not be quite so quick at all, but you know, that's what I do. So he glances at your screen and sees something that looks like this. Okay, now if you remember when you didn't know what any of these things were, if you look at a screen, he'll say, what's that? You say it's LaTeX, it's used for writing documents. He looks at you funny because, I mean, why would anyone use that, which looks like hieroglyphics, when they could just type in Word? And then says, anyway, I have this data set. So it would be nice, I think, to have something. And like Barbara said, it could be an introductory article in the Tugboat Journal, the Practics Journal, a book, something. It's not even a book because people aren't going to want to get a whole book. A nice longish article that says, here's what LaTeX can do for you. And one of the things, there are such articles, but they're not written for social scientists, okay? Here's what social scientists I know tend to write: journal articles, grant applications, presentations, posters, and lectures, okay? And if I look, when I was looking at why people recommend LaTeX, most of the reasons that people recommend LaTeX don't matter to social scientists. It's not that they're wrong, they're right. But social scientists don't care. Output quality. Well, almost no journal I submit to wants PDF files. They want Word files, or they want some other file, and then they're going to set it up to meet their requirements. So it doesn't matter what your output looks like, because that's not how it's going to look when they print it. They want to do it their way. Engineering, okay, you read it. It doesn't use much memory, and you can put really big files and so on. Well, most social scientists don't care because the academic engine is nearly big enough to demand that. And these days, anyway, all computers are so freaking fast that it doesn't make any difference. Freedom, okay, you can take it, use it on a PC, use it on a Mac, use it on Unix, use it on this, any other thing you want. Most social scientists aren't going to care because they all use PCs. I mean, that's the world. Okay, Macs are better. This is a PC. Fine, I'm willing to admit I'm not getting into any fights, PCs versus Macs. Mac is a better system. 90% of the world uses Windows. Okay, so that's fine. They're all doing something stupid. Oh, people are doing a lot of things stupid. Everybody drives a car that has an internal combustion engine, which is a dumb way to power anything. But what are you gonna do? Okay. Popularity. Well, it's not popular, okay? I'm sorry, all right? How many people use Word and how many people use LaTeX? I don't know exactly, okay? But I know where the zeros are going, okay? They're going to Word. Why? It's a crappy program. It does bad stuff. Okay, you can include fancy math and have it set right. Now, I like that. That's what got me turned on to LaTeX in the first place. But most social scientists aren't gonna care because they never type any math. And you can include foreign languages and have them set right. Wonderful, okay? It's great that people in linguistics or people who were from foreign countries that use different languages and different alphabets can have them set right. I applaud it completely, but most social scientists write in English, probably 95%. So all those are great reasons, but they're not gonna sell to this audience. What would? Ease of use, okay. Stability, bibliographies, a royal pain in the butt, sectioning, cross-referencing, lecture preparation, tables, graphics, and reformatting from resubmission, because just in case you submit to one journal and the editors are dumb enough to reject it, and then you have to submit it someplace else. Okay. What they probably don't want, solutions that depend on using DOS. Go to a DOS prompt. I would bet that most of the people in my office would have to call IT, the IT department, to figure out how to get to a DOS prompt. Okay. Solutions that involve learning Unix, no. They don't want to learn anything that's going to take that time. Solutions that involve extensive work with directory trees, okay? Copy this to here, copy that to there, copy this to there. Okay, I just started looking at MimeTeX. First of all, the guy who wrote it, he was very nice, but he says he doesn't know anything about Windows, so he can't help me with installation to a Windows machine. And if you look at his manual, it says just type this, 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 and then you're done, and it didn't work. Okay, so what am I gonna do? All right. Ease of use. Okay, people say LaTeX is easy to use. I think this is a mistake if you're selling to social scientists. Okay, Word is easy to use in a way. You turn it on, the first time you see it, you know what to do. You start typing, and there's the type, okay? It doesn't come out looking very good, you can't do a lot of things, the commands are unintuitive, it might not work with the previous version, it might not work on a different machine, but it's easy, okay? So selling LaTeX is easy to learn is probably a mistake. I would say sell it as a way to avoid drudgery and error, okay? People are busy. They'd rather be writing stuff and doing stuff that requires thinking than stuff that requires endless drudgery. I mean, who likes drudgery? Okay, you get a PhD and then you hope to sort of avoid the drudgery. You know, you could have gotten work on an assembly line someplace. You don't need an advanced degree for that. Okay, stability. Okay, what first got me started using LaTeX was a document that printed differently when sent to the same printer from two different computers that were using the same operating system. I don't know how they managed to, I don't know how it got so screwed up, but I had a grant application that involved a lot of fancy math. On the screen, it looked fine. You know, I was using MathEdit, which is actually pretty decent. And on the screen, it looked okay. You know, it wasn't as nice as I could do it with LaTeX now, but it looked nice enough. The grant application wasn't going to get downgraded because the equations didn't align properly or something like that. But then I sent it a print, and boxes started to appear instead of what I wanted. Then I sent it to a different computer in the next office, and she printed it also from a Windows machine, and it looked without. How do I know when I send that to, you know, now they want electronic submission at NIH, they're starting to do that more and more, and they're going to print it, and how do I know what it's going to look like? Maybe they won't be able to read my formulas. That's going to be a problem. I also had a consultant on that grant who didn't use Word and used LaTeX and said, why don't you use LaTeX? I said, because what, huh, who, what's LaTeX? So another example, a colleague sent me a document looked one way on my computer and different on other computers. That wasn't even going to the printer, it just looked different. And we were all running the same version of Word. Some old documents can't be printed in Word, but only in RTF, okay? I'm working on a grant application. I want to print a previous grant application that was on a similar topic. It was written in an earlier version of Word, and it won't print at all. So I have to convert it to RTF, print the RTF file. Okay. Bibliographies. Okay, here is one spot. I'd like to be convinced I'm wrong about this, but I think Word actually has some advantages. I've been using ProCite, and EndNote is another similar program. And they're really cool, okay? You can, once you've entered your data, and that's a pain in the neck however you do it, I mean, you just have to enter the data because the data has to be in there somehow. But let's say I want an article, I know that there's an article I want to reference and Carl wrote it and it's got LaTeX in the title, but I don't remember anything else. I can just search Berry and LaTeX and it'll find everything in my bibliography that's by Berry and has LaTeX in the title. I can do it with I can do it with parts of a person's name, okay? I just remember the first letters of somebody's name. Let's say he's got some really complicated name and I can't remember it. I can just type the first letters. There's one guy who writes articles who has a name that starts. His name is Gefrorer. It starts with G-F-R. He's probably got, I mean, there can't be a lot of names that start with G-F-R. So I could just type that in and it'll find it, okay? And then it'll enter it into my Word document and it'll print it out in any style I want, and the styles are listed by their journal name instead of having to go and find them. So I can go and look and say, it lists like, oh, I don't know, thousands of journals. I just click on the journal I want, and they're all listed, the biology journals, computer science journals, blah, 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 and it's pretty easy to find, okay? I'd be glad to be shown that I'm wrong. I asked this on Tech Hacks, and I got some help, but nothing that I saw was as good as ProCite. But still, a lot of people enter their bibliographies in Word by hand. I give a course on ProCite where I work. People take it and then they continue entering bibliographies by hand. Okay, in which case, Word is again worse, okay. Sectioning, okay, LaTeX is outstanding and Word stinks. Even using styles, which most people don't even know that exist in Word, Word still stinks. And I would show people this first, okay? You're showing somebody who you're trying to convince them that LaTeX is really good. Well, the first thing I do is say, you can cut your costs by whatever the word costs on your license, okay? Because NIH loves to cut budgets. There's a way you can maybe cut your budget. Then I show them sectioning. It's so intuitive. Section, and you've got a section. Hey, okay, that's kind of nice. Cross-referencing, okay. What people who I know are writing a document and they want to cross-reference and they get things like a document full of C table XXX, C section XXX, then they got to go back and fix all of them, and then they change it around and they forget, and then people say, you said C table one and there is no table, that's table three. What a pain in the neck that is, okay? So I would show them that. And again, that's easy in LaTeX. That's something that LaTeX does a whole lot better than Word. Lecture preparation, okay. I mean, I'm not a professor, but if I was, then I would want to have my lectures saved up on something so that I could just edit them and have them show up on the screen like this. My handwriting is god-awful. If I'm writing on the board, I have my back to the students, which anybody in any education department will tell you, don't face away from your audience. But a lot of people don't use any program. But for those who do, I think LaTeX's add-ons are much better than PowerPoint. This is Beamer. It has these nice things on the bottom down here. Down there, that let you skip around in a whole lot of different ways. I'm not using them here because this is a pretty short thing, but you can skip to the next section, skip to this, do that. It's really kind of cool. You can go back and forth between two different slides in a really easy way that you can't do in PowerPoint. You can go back and forth between different sections in ways. It's just a lot nicer, okay, this is Beamer. But if you look at the Beamer documentation, it's really, really thorough. It's also really, really intimidating, okay? If you look at it and you don't know anything about anything, which about computers, which is the way most social scientists are gonna be, you can look at it and say, holy, I mean, it's 250 pages to use a prep, I mean, you know, they should write up something that says, here's the basics, okay? Just 20 pages, okay? Here's how you can do something really nice. And the basics are real easy. That's like the same thing I said in my talk last year. People recommend, LaTeX Companion. And it's a fantastic book. I mean, everybody who looks at it knows it's a fantastic book. I would not mention it to beginners, okay? I just wouldn't even talk about it because it's scary. You could say, this is what you can do, but it's scary. Let them start with some easy book. Okay, reformatting for resubmission. Again, LaTeX has big advantages. Doing this in Word is a pain in the... Now, if I had that sentence in Word, of course, it would have it underlined because it's not grammatical. But, and it'd be nice to have the styles for many journals set up in a way that's more intuitive, so that I could just look up the style by the journal name, okay? That would be cool. Styles of thinking, and this is something where I think there's a big disconnect between a lot of the people who write LaTeX stuff and a lot of the people who read it, or we want to read it. Computer scientists, mathematician types think in just a different way than social scientist types. And if you're used to thinking in that way, it's just so intuitive that you don't even know you're doing it. But debugging is natural. Well, debugging isn't natural for social scientists because they don't do that. They're used to editing their own work, but that's different from debugging. They're not used to errors. They're not used to, I mean, the equivalent would be revising a theory. And certainly you do revise theory sometimes, but that's a really big deal. It's not a sort of everyday thing that you sort of automatically do. Oh, dang, my theory didn't work. Let's change it. Oh, that one didn't work either. Let's change it again. Oh, got to change it a couple more times. No. Okay. For social scientists, a computer is just a tool, okay? And you don't need to debug a hammer, okay? If a tool breaks, somebody else fixes it, or you throw it out and get a new one. Okay? I mean, that's not how computer scientists think. And I think it's real easy to forget that the rest of us out there don't think that way. For computer scientists, an error is an opportunity to learn. Okay? And this is the same with mathematicians. Okay? You talk to them, and something goes wrong, and they say, oh, cool, I can figure this out. Okay? For Others, it's an opportunity to curse. Oh, God damn it, the computer is screwing up again. Then they call MIS, and if they're like, all right, my MIS department say, well, you could try rebooting. Okay, so finally, some wish list and questions. Maybe this exists already and I don't know about it. Okay, maybe it doesn't exist and it would be really nice. BibTeX versus EndNote or ProCite, like I've talked about before. I think that could be done. I would not have the slightest idea how to do it, but it seems like something that could be done. I mean, it's searching. Yeah.
What have you tried?
What's that?
Which front ends of BibTeX have you tried?
Well, I've looked. I haven't downloaded any of them and installed them. When I asked on Tech Hacks, people recommended a bunch of different stuff, and all of them said that even the people who were recommending it say it can't really do that. Okay, it can't really search through. Yeah.
Jabref.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is written in Java, you can download it to run it. And it works like another pro site. You just click on the reference and drop it into an open. It inserts the site.
Cool. Okay. So that's one thing that changed from a wish list into a question and got answered. Use EndNote as a front end to BibTeX.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even know you could do that.
Write an export, you know, so that it exports BibTeX code.
Yeah. Cool.
If I could, again, some people are Emacs people, some are not. But if you are an Emacs person, and if you have AutoTech with RefTech installed on your Emacs as a plugin, let me tell you this. I never used ProCite, but I used EndNote. And then I used Emacs with AutoTech and BibTeX. And you can take Emacs from my cold fingers if you want, because it's really easy. And instead of looking just for a part of a name, you can actually search for an expression. So you can remember, okay, now a person, his last name starts with M, ends with Y, and there is T in the middle.
Okay, great. So there you see, that's why I like coming to places like this. Okay, tables made easier. Okay, tables are a pain. I mean, they're just a pain no matter how you do them. I don't know. That one may not even be possible. I think that's another issue where I think marketing is part of it. To say that LaTeX makes it easy to write tables is just a mistake, I think. It doesn't. There's no easy way to write tables that look decent. But LaTeX lets you make tables that write a lot, look a lot better. Yeah?
The tables plugin for WinEDT is pretty cool.
The table plugin. I've actually looked at that one, and it's nice if the table is real simple.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you don't have to do any merging of cells or complicated stuff. The skeleton is nice, but where tables, of course, are difficult or where you do have to do, you know, merge cells and lines under this and, yeah.
Book tabs.
Who?
There's a LaTeX package called Book Tabs,
yes.
Which does just book? Gorgeous tables.
Book calc?
Book tabs.
Book tab.
Book
tabs. Okay. I'm going to have to write all these things down. A good translator to Word would be nice because a lot of people are going to demand it. I tried using Tech to Word and Word to Tech, and they actually worked pretty well. Then I switched computers and lost my password and wrote to them, and they wouldn't give me my password. And I just sort of intuitively refused to buy the program again when I've already bought it once. Yeah. So you go to HTML and then into Word?
Yes.
Okay. And that works good? Okay.
Yes. Actually, there are two pathways. First is LaTeX to RTF. And if you have RTF, you can save it in Word.
Okay.
So LaTeX to RTF works fine. LaTeX to HTML with HTML to Word works fine. And then, we use both, and they all work fine.
Okay. With LaTeX RTF, when you save the RTF file, though, like people can't edit it in Word, right?
Yes, it's editable RTF. You can open it in Word and then save it even as in a doc format. So
uh-huh. Okay.
Unless you have heavy graphics or tables, it might choke on
okay.
graphics, but
Cool. Okay, see, so far that's three down. A guide to errors, now that's kind of, I mean, like when I ran that Beamer thing and it said you renew command, I mean, now I know there's a lot of the books do have some list of errors, but I'd like to see one that just maybe an article on common errors and what the heck they mean and how to fix them, okay? A guide to using
Is there a guide to back to LaTeX companion?
There is a guide, but I mean, you know, I think it doesn't really help unless you already know a lot of what you're doing. I mean, it's great if you've got, you know, if you've been using LaTeX for a couple of years and you find some error that you've never heard of before, okay. But if you're just starting up and you don't know anybody who uses LaTeX and you see these things, you want something simple. Okay, yeah, Ron.
Okay, you can hit X to exit the
right.
Compilation. You can hit a question mark and tech will give you a little bit more.
Well, yeah, sometimes it's helpful. Sometimes it's helpful. What to share when you're collaborating. I've had this problem with with everybody who I've collaborated with on writing on LaTeX. Oops, they didn't send the style file. Oops, they didn't send this. Oh wait, they changed that and forgot to send it back, or it got stored in the wrong directory somehow, and something went wrong. Now luckily, when I've been collaborating with people, it's always been with people who know a lot more about LaTeX than I do, and they've been able to help me out. But it should be easy, yeah. Cool.
Yes.
Damn, I didn't bring paper up here, so. Okay, thanks. Okay. And something good for. Oh, pisters! Something good for posters. I mean, that'd be really nice. I don't know if that exists either. But, you know, a lot of the times you submit something and they say, oh, you can't do it as a presentation, you can do it as a poster. And every place has different requirements, you know, how big and so forth. And our posters at where we work, they all look awful because, you know, we have these little 8.5 by 11s and we tack them to the tacky board and it just doesn't look that great. Now you can send them off and get a nice laminated sheet and it looks really beautiful, but it costs like $500 a poster and we don't have money. And that's it. The timing actually worked just about perfect. I got my questions all answered pretty much, which is excellent. Another one that I haven't heard of. You see that? It's great to come up here and be the least knowledgeable person in the room. I recommend it.
Look at the UK FAQ.
Yes.
There's a section.
Okay, on posters? Okay.
Thank you, Peter.
Okay.